The Panthers followed up the huge win against the defending world champions with a solid week of practice. You would have been hard-pressed to find anyone in this locker room willing to talk of validation. Instead, the focus was on taking care of the little things that will help them get past Detroit this week. Here are the keys to the game. Right now, the Panthers are hovering near the bottom of the league in turnovers.
It was almost intercepted. Adams at the goal line. He had it in his hand.
This will not work against a team that has its lion's share of takeaways, especially in their building. For the third week in a row, the Cats will face a stud quarterback in Matthew Stafford. Continuing to apply pressure will help while the new-look secondary gets their wits about them.
He's one of the guys that got a little Brett Favre in him, can make every throw. He could be on the opposite hash and throw a comeback on the opposite side. He definitely a guy we got to be, you know, try to put a little pressure on him and try to get our hands on these receivers, knock off time, and then make plays on the football.
He's a veteran quarterback. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's getting better and better each year and each game. Honestly, I mean, he studies his defense. He does his homework, and he's definitely prepared when he has to go up against someone.
Offensively, the Panthers have so much to build on as they move on to the Motor City. If Cam Newton continues to utilize his host of weapons, including tight end Ed Dixon, this offense will be hard to stop.
We knew that we would turn around. We knew that we could play better. You know, it started, you know, last week with a great week of practice, and today was actually a pretty good day of practice, and we just want to carry on from there. You know, we know that each week is different, and each team is different. As a hungry Detroit team, we're going to their house. We got to, you know, do the things we did last week and even better.
Now Panther fans can finally begin to appreciate the design of Mike Shula's offense. This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.